Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world, and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is, we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we show got the hottest host.
Yeah.
So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let's go.
Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at?
Land.
Where you at?
Family.
Where you at?
Your.
Where you at?
Yeah.
Monstrous Radio.
Hey y'all, guess who it is? DJ Litty Lit, Miss Unbelievable, Unkarma Cafe, the only radio station that you can call in and woosah. If you got a problem, hood solver, yep, our couch is open for you to come on in, lay it down, and talk to us. The number is 563-999-3411. We waiting on you. Yes, we are. I'm talking about the Monstars, DJ E Monster, Jazzy B, and yes, Miss Unbelievable, DJ Litty Lit tonight. What's the topic? It's up to you, but y'all know we got who's bumping who, who's getting fat. We got the woman targeting this one lady, slapping her. We got the brat, Kelly Clarkson, NFL donating, a man who wants George Floyd's name, something about that. And guess what, y'all? We always got some updates about who's going and what's going on in Minneapolis. So welcome to the show tonight. It's going to be an awesome night like it always is. Once again, it's about woosahing. Coming in, woosah. You know, I got old school, new school, indie artists, everybody on the show tonight. And when I get back and y'all hear my voice, yeah, I'll talk to you guys about who the sponsors are. But until then, I'm going to kick it off with Sierra. Who's your set? I know I got my set. Those are the Monstars. But who's your set? Let's get it. Let's go. Karma Cafe, 563.
All I know is hustling. I put that on
3411.
The hustle till I pass out. Treat all my shoeboxes like the bank now. Guess you can say that I'm the man. Well, on that big boss level, and I put that on my set, on my set, on my, on my, on my set, on my set, on my set, on my, on my, on my set, on my set, on my set, on my, on my, on my set, on my set, on my set, on my, on my, on my set, on my set, on my set, on my set. I can smell your hate from about a mile away. You mad that I just won't come down? Yeah, I can see the look that's written on your face. Wonder how I still fit. Yes, you can say that I'm the man.
Yes, I am the man.
On that big boss level, and I put that on my set. On my set. On my, on my, on my set. We set. On my set. On my, on my, on my set. We set. On my set. On my, on my, on my set. We set. On my set. On my, on my, on my set. We set.
Yo, I had to play that because it's all about my set. And my set is the Monstars, DJ E Monster, Jazzy B, and y'all know who it is, Miss Unbelievable, Liddy Lit, the DJ. Y'all, it's spoken word tonight, and it's brought to you by the Solo Me Speaks. And you can reach me at www.solomespeaks.com. And I got all my apparel. Yes, I got apparel there, y'all. I got books, journals, but I got apparel there, y'all. And I got my apparel from Monstar US Apparel. You can find us at monstarusapparel.godaddysites.com. Yes, that's where I got my apparel from. And when I say, y'all, it's on point because my whole set is on point. I'm trying to tell y'all, if y'all need y'all painting needs, Picasso Painting, Elite Sway Management, and eMonster.com. Now, I'm going to play Commitment because it's going to take me right into the Solemnly Speaks Hour, which is where I'm going to read a spoken word. And the spoken word for tonight is the Solemnly Speaks. So I'm going to play Commitment. And when I get back, those are our sponsors for tonight's show. But when you hear my voice, I will be going right into spoken word for tonight by one yours truly, Miss Unbelievable, author of The Solemnly Speaks. You can catch my books at thesolemnlyspeaks.com. But before then, I said before then, we're going to listen to Monica, Commitment. Y'all, it's woo-sah-day. And if I'm sounding kind of shh, because I am definitely shh. Anxiety under control, depression no longer exists, enjoying summertime. That's what I'm telling y'all. I am not getting 90 days for nothing. Understand, been through some pressure. My pressure cooker was all the way up. I was steaming. I was boiling. But I'm telling you now, through my spoken word, I done brought myself all the way down. And through God and through prayer, boom. So if y'all need me, I'm telling you, come to my hood couch. Come on, come on. 563-999-3411. It's open, but until then, I said until then, enjoy this. And I
don't take much, a little affection, and some of your time.
Commitment.
That's all that I'm asking for. Feels like this dream will never come true. I just want somebody who know how to listen and give me attention. Who won't break my heart? Good intentions, ain't hard to please. I don't need a lot. Just show me that you care. Can you be there when I need you most? And when I say I don't, make me feel secure forever. I just need someone to love me when it's hard to. I can trust with all my issues. Someone who is patient and consistent. I need good sex and commitment from somebody loyal, understanding, who won't change up, take advantage of my emotions or my feelings. I need good sex and commitment. Just what to say. I can show you all my thoughts and where my demons play, and you won't use them against me. You rather use them to lift me. Can you be there when I need you most? Make me feel beautiful. Give reassurance forever. I just need someone to love. It's hard to, I can trust with all my issues. Someone who is patient and consistent.
need good sex and commitment from somebody loyal, understanding, who won't change up, take advantage of my emotions, all feelings. I need good sex and commitment.
Solemnly speaks. The solemnly speaks. Dear future mate, I once knew the definition of love. Then it dawned on me. I had no clue. I had it all figured out. Cute face, motivated, and inspiring soul. And as long as you treated me well, open my door, shower me with gifts, and show me respect, I was good to go. I dreamed one day you would meet all my wants and needs. I wanted you to become my inner peace. With you, I wanted so much more. I embodied the famous quote from the Bible, love never gives up. Love never gives up. Love doesn't care more for others than for self. Love doesn't want what it doesn't have. Love doesn't strut, doesn't have a swelled head, doesn't force itself on others. It isn't always me first. Doesn't fly off the handle. Doesn't keep score of the sins of others. Doesn't revel with others' gravel. Takes pleasure in the flowering of the truth. Puts up with anything. Trust God always. Always looks for the best. Never looks back, but keeps going to the end. Love never dies. If y'all don't know that, that's 1 Corinthians 13:3-8. This passage reminds me of what I desire in you, how I could love you unconditionally and give you my heart, soul, and body. Love is more than words can express. Your eyes have not seen, your ears have not heard how much I yearn for your love. Knowing and becoming vulnerable to you and becoming one sets my soul on fire. The net definition of faith makes my soul speak. So would you believe me when I said I knew you were coming for me even before I knew you? I prayed and fasted for you. I knew that you'll be the greatest love I've ever experienced, even before we said hi. Our spirits met and congregated with one another. When the devil came in, the form of others and situations to tear us apart, I knew that we would make our way through it. Because our love story, already written and designed by God, I knew our love story wasn't superficial or a fairy tale. It was predestined before the world began. I knew you would be praying for us. I knew, that I'll be praying for us. I knew that you would be committed to us. I knew that I would be committed to us. I knew that you would be determined to find me. And I would be determined to find you. And most importantly, I knew you would never stop loving us conditionally. I knew you would allow God to meet all our needs according to the riches and glory in Christ Jesus. See, I started off by saying that I once knew the definition of love, but I had to admit that I was wrong. Everything I thought love meant or represented was wrong. And what I learned growing up, and what I've been through until now, was totally wrong. It was wrong because love was you. God made me in the form of image taken to complete your rib. God prepared you to be my king and protector and provider over my heart, soul, body, and our future. He prepared me to be your queen and to nurture and show respect, honor, integrity, dignity, and virtue in our home and family. How amazing and blessed we can say that I am yours and that you are mine and that we are one. I call you King not because you are my husband and life partner, but simply because no one will ever reign and rule over my heart but you. My soul speaks to you, and I am so glad you listen. Thank you for loving me, your future mate. Once again, after Solomon Speaks, you can hit me up on thesolomonspeaks.com. That's volume one of the Solomon Speaks. I have one of the monsters here. We're going to bring her in. This is Jazzy B. And then we're going to go into a song. Yes, yes, of course. Y'all already know how we get down. But let my set come on.
Hey, girl.
What a do, boo.
Hey, girl.
How you doing?
Oh, my God. Hey, sis. How was you?
You know, can't complain. Like I said, I don't rule side. You know, don't put all the kind of stuff behind me. And I'm ready to just get it in, you know, get that hood couch ready to solve some problems. You know how we do it on Karma Cafe. Just, you know, throw them a piece of spoken word at them, you know, because we've been hearing so much about
this. I
like
that spoken word, too.
You like
that? I love that spoken word.
Like,
Yeah, that
was, you know, to the lovers out here, you know, who's looking for love, but you got to go through those steps that I said up in there. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to pray and fast for that one to come your way. It just ain't going to disappear. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I'm going to need you to send me that one so I can share it to the Americas.
You know what? I did. Do you have the volume one or do you have the journal?
Which one is the red one?
That's volume one. You got that. That's the last one in the book. That's the last one in the book. But I'll share it to you again.
The last one, it ain't came yet.
It ain't came yet? What? Let me check on it. Let me check on it. Let me check on it. Indeed, I will check on it. Indeed, I will check on it for you. Yes, ma'am. Because, you know, that's my proud sponsor. Like I said, we are set. I started out playing Sierra. We are set. That's my set. DJ E Monster, Jazzy B, and yes, me, Miss Liddy Lit, Unbelievable on the ones and twos. You know what I'm saying? So let me let you know what the who we got from who's bumping who's getting fat, and then I'm gonna play best part because I think that'll go along with, you know, the spoken word for tonight. We got a woman targeting African American. We got the Brat. We got Kelly Clarkson, the NFL, and this man who wants to just, like, take George Flores' name. So we got a range of things to talk about because, you know, they need some. They need some something. So here is Best Part featuring her. You know, this was a very popular song. And for all y'all lovers, this will help y'all woo-saw. You dig? Get it, let's go. Jazzy B. You ready?
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, now, it's the ladies of the house. It's the ladies of the house, 563-999-3411. We holding it down until DJ E Monster get here. Y'all know he's busy as a bee. But you know what? Until then, here we go, because that's how we do it. The Monsters, the ladies of the house. Jazzy B, it's unbelievable.
This is my phone.
Common Cafe. We on the couch, y'all. Here we go.
You don't know, babe, when you hold me and kiss me slowly, it's the sweetest thing. And it don't change if I had it my way. You would know that you are give it all. Oh, I just wanna see. I just wanna see how beautiful you are. You know that I see it. I know you're a star. Where you go, I'll follow. No matter how far. If life is a movie, oh, you're the best part. Oh, you're the best part. Oh, best part.
It's the sunrise and those brown eyes, yes. You're the one that I desire. Feel so nice. You're my water when I'm stuck in the desert. You're the Tylenol I take when my head hurts. You're the sunshine of my life. I just wanna see how beautiful you are. You know that I see it. I know you're a star. Follow, no matter how far. If life is a movie, then you're the best part. Oh, you're the best part. Oh, best part. If you love me, won't you say something? If you love me, won't you? If you love me, won't you say something? If you love me, won't you? Love me, won't you? If you love me, won't you say something?
So I'm telling you, that's how we getting down tonight, you know, letting y'all woo saw. If you love him, say something. I'm trying to tell you, say something. Ain't nothing like letting that special person you know just how important they are. Ain't nothing like knowing that you mean the world to them. And that's just woo sawing. I'm trying to tell you. It ain't nothing like it. It ain't nothing like it. Jazzy B, it ain't nothing like it, is it? Ain't nothing like it.
Well, what she said, but, you know, I feel differently.
Okay, well, how you feel about it? You know, if you love somebody,
you know,
say something.
You know, it always ain't best to say stuff. You know, it's just best to let some stuff just flow. Because when you speak it out of your mouth, it mess it up sometimes. So I'm the person who just lets stuff just flow. You feel me? Like, just sometimes and, you know, things get a little messed up.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what you feel about this song? I'm going to play it and we're going to come back. Music, buddy.
If I alarm you, I don't mean to bother you. I just wanna get you to pause and slow your walk. So maybe we can talk and I can try to charm you. Just trying to find out who you are. I don't mean to come off like a telemarketer.
No.
I ain't no hood, no crook, no robber. I just want a part of your heart. I can borrow sometimes. And maybe I can call you up. And maybe I can take you out. So let's exchange digits and later arrange visits. Either your face or mine, yeah. This a different type of commitment,
yeah.
I'm talking about a true friendship,
yeah.
Someone I can depend on and be down no matter what. Let me know if you're with it, cause
all disrespectful. All my convo is a little bit too sexual, but damn, it's incredible. Be more flexible, cause the context of this text is sexual. But wait, let me explain it. A buddy is an equal beneficial arrangement. A buddy is a buddy that don't be complaining with. His or her buddy ain't the buddy that came with sometimes. And maybe I can call you up. And maybe I can take you out. So let's exchange digits and later arrange digits. Either your place or mine, yeah. It's a different type of commitment. I'm talking about a true friendship. Someone I can depend on if you're down no matter what. Let me know if you're with it, cause girl, if you are my D-U-D-D-Y,
don't be shy,
no,
give it a try.
Yeah,
I could be yours,
you can be mine, girl, I can't lie. Definition of a real buddy is
that one,
yeah.
That
oh,
right,
through the city with me. Together, there's no limit to what
we can do.
And once we in it, girl, it's all about
me.
So, baby, what you say? Don't pass this by, you know.
Oh,
girl,
oh, you
are my
BD.
You are my BD.
Give it a try.
Yeah,
I could be yours.
They'll get you out of jail too, cause that's how down they are for you, Jazzy, B-U-D-D-Y. Ain't nothing like it. So I'ma move into who's bumping who's getting fat, and we have on the chopping block Da Brat coming out. Feels like freedom, she says. Da Brat feeling like a new woman since deciding to come out of the closet and publicly celebrate her engagement, and says it's all because her fiancé made her feel so loved. The ATL joined, her job and gushed over her relationship with Jessica Dupert. Da Brat says she no longer feels she's imprisoned and is finally free to share her truth, in part because she established her career after 2 decades, but mainly because Jessica is such a great woman. It's easy to see how she's head over heels for Jessica, the CEO of Kaleidoscope Hair Products, telling us why they clicked and how they pushed each other to be better. As you know, Da Brat never revealed her sexual orientation back in March with a super sweet Instagram post thanking Jessica for her early birthday gift. Was a white Bentley wrapped up in a huge red bow, and it's on the cover of Verity Mag's Pride issue. Da Brat says her strong feelings for Jessica made her want to tell the world, because no one else have made her feel so deeply in love, and she calls it a true blessing. Well, Da Brat, I am happy that you have finally came out, because I think we all knew back in the day that you didn't really look like, not trying to put nobody in the box, not trying to say because you dressed it, like a boy, or you never really came off feminine. So I really thought back in the day that you rock with girls. I'm happy that it took you about 20 years to finally admit it, but I would have shocked if you would have told me that you was liking a man. What you think, Jazzy?
First of all, let me say that I love Da Brat. She was one of my favorite people of all times. Like, I used to get my hair done. I had to have everything like Da Brat. That was my girl. I have made my mom braid my hair every style she had. Everything Da Brat did, I had. But I always thought she was gay. I never thought she liked boys. She didn't even seem like the type to like me. So,
I mean, yeah. I liked the brat too. She came out at a time where it wasn't really accepted, but she never changed who she was. She never changed into a feminine rapper. You never seen her show her boobs. You never seen her show her legs.
Wait, saying,
I'm talking about far as musical, like doing a video. Or, like, she may have showed us every now and then, but she never came off as feminine to me.
Nah. Even when she did, I remember the first time I ever seen her, she was, like, in some, like, she did, like, a photo shoot in some, like, lingerie and shit. Mm-hmm. And I was totally shocked. I was blown away. I was like, damn, the brat, that's what you been hiding all these years. Lord.
Mm-hmm. She thick. Her body's on fire. Like, the girl got a body that's amazing.
Yeah, point. Yes, definitely.
It's point. Like, point. Like, dang, Brad. I mean, to me, the Brad looks definitely, she's a beautiful lady. Like, hands down, the Brad is a beautiful lady. And to see her coming to her own, it'll really be interesting to see how moving forward she moves with her style of dress. You know what I'm saying? Because sometimes when you come out, you change into a different who you are. Like, it'll be interesting to see her maybe more flashier, you know, in her style. Because she's been rocking, like, hip-hop gear forever.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting for me to see her change into the adult fiance / woman type relationship. You know what I'm saying? Because sometimes I look at her and I'd be like, boy, she's still in that boyish mentality. I can't wait to see her in that, I don't want to say adult, but that next level relationship style for her. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah. I think her and her sister are two of the prettiest females, like, in the industry.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no lie.
I think the Brat's prettier, personally.
You think she's prettier than Lisa Ray?
I sure do. There's just something about Lisa Ray that I think she's pretty, but I think, like, the Brat is gorgeous. You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
I think her sister, she's pretty, but I think the Brat is gorgeous. I think she, if you put them next to each other and I had to say who, you know, if this was the last person on earth, who you going home with? Girl, I'm going home with the Brat. I ain't going home with Lisa Ray because I can roll over and be like, ugh. But I roll over to the Brat like, yes, baby, yes. Good choice. Good choice. So, tribute to the Brat, and, you know, you and you finding yourself, you finding your soul. I got Johnny Gill, Soul of a Woman, because you found a woman that has tapped your soul. So we going to give you props, and to all those out there that found you a man, or the man, you found your woman, that's your soulmate, this song is for you. Johnny Gill, Soul of a Woman. Once again, you are live with the ladies of the house, Miss Unbelievable and Jazzy B. We got y'all going tonight. Comma Cafe. Call us up 563-999-3411 and kick it with us. We've definitely got our little white coats on. The couch is ready for you to give us your questions. We ready. The chat line is open as well. Come on, Jazzy. You ready?
Yes. Let's get it.
So, Soul of a Woman, Johnny Gill.
Soul of
yes.
A Woman.
Karma Cafe.
Soul of a Woman.
Ladies of the house.
Stepping like a soul
Squad.
Of a woman.
Set.
Oh, no. It's such a strong connection. Unlike anything I ever seen. Feels like the right direction.
Cause you're next door. We love you next door.
Yeah. The warmth of your affection, I feel it washing over me.
Up on that, because guess what? They filing for a divorce. Date of separation to be determined. Kelly Clarkson states that she wants joint custody of the kids and also wants their prenup enforced. Ain't no date of the separation, but it's gonna happen. Kelly Clarkson is heading to Splitsville nearly after 7 years of marriage. The singer filed a divorce docs 1 week ago in L.A. County to end her manager to her talent, her marriage, sorry, to the talent major manager. The soon-to-be ex tied the knot in 2013 and became an instant success. They have two children, five-year-old River Ross and four-year-old Remington. That's a cute name. Brandon had two children previous to the marriage. Kelly Files comes over a little month after the couple put their L.A. home on the market for $10 million. They also have a mansion in Nashville they're trying to unload. But one's been on the market for nearly 2 years now, so it's not related to the divorce, but it ain't selling. Kelly met him at the Super Bowl. After months of dating, he popped a question. They seemed super happy, but no words of why they're getting divorced, and no words of why things aren't working out. But Kelly's husband, yeah, not the soul for him. So how you feel about, you know, a lot of the people in the industry after COVID not being able to survive? How you feel about that, Jazzy B? I mean, she may be living her best life right now, but dealing with two kids and no father, that's going to be, well, the father will probably still be there, but it's going to be interesting to see how her life looks, because, you know, she's real busy. But another Splitville in Hollywood.
I mean, I really can't speak on it because I'm divorced by goddamn self.
Yeah, me too.
That was the best decision I could have made for myself. Sometimes it's necessary. You know, I don't like to see people get divorced because I feel like you can work through almost any situation, but sometimes you just, it's not even worth it in the end. When you think of, when you sit down and think about it and think about all the stuff you got to go through, all you know, you feel me? Like, you don't know what they're going through in their relationship. You don't know if they're arguing all the time. Like, you got to think of, you not only got to think about yourself in a relationship, you got to think about your kids and what's best for you and your kids.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I mean, divorce is not an easy thing, nor is it something that you want to do. It's sometimes something that has to be done to save your soul and to save the souls of someone else that, you know, or your kids' souls. Because if it's toxic and you're toxic and he's toxic, then the kids will become toxic. And so there's really, like, no out for no one. So I think, you know, when it gets to that level, then yes, I was like, hey, let it go. But because sometimes if one believes in God that they can fix it and the other one don't believe in God that they're going to get fixed, then you're in trouble, you know. So if God understands, you know, that this wasn't your rib that you chose, that he didn't send to you, then that's what you got to deal with. You got to really feel when you're out of place. Because, you know, when God made Adam and Eve, he made them out the rib. And so if you're trying to force yourself in that man's rib and you wondering why you don't fit this way and you don't fit in with him this way and you don't fit in with their family this way, that wasn't your rib from the beginning. You was forcing it. And then because you kept forcing it, now it may be in there, but little pieces are stuck. You know what I'm saying? It ain't all the way in there. You got bone fragments all over the place. We, as women, we got to stop forcing ourselves on men, and men have to be like, am I your soulmate? Am I your friend? Or am I just a buddy?
Right. This is one of the biggest things that I like about Tyler Perry's plays that he do is the messages that he put out in his plays. Like, if you watch to the end, when they do all the talking and stuff, like, he really, really be giving some powerful messages. And he explains all the situations that he does, in the situations he do in his play. Like, forcing relationships, you know, like, sometimes, like, people have to realize that some situations ain't lifetime situations. Some stuff is seasonal.
Mm-hmm.
Some stuff comes to teach you a lesson. Some, you know, there's like different, there's a reason for everything that happens in your life. It's up to you to tap into God to know what that lesson is.
Really? Exactly. And it's like sometimes we want something so bad that we'll manufacture it ourselves and we'll create different situations in our head how we think it should be because that's what we want, but maybe that man ain't built or equipped as yet to take you there. So it's like you got to understand where that man is and you got to understand where you are, because if you keep pushing the issue and it ain't going nowhere, that's because God is slowing the train down. It's like, hold on, I just need you to be still. I need you to hear. I need you to understand where this person is coming from so you can either decide, is this your season, if this is your lifetime, or if it's just for right now. You see what I'm saying? Because he will tell you. And then once he tells you, then you got to be able to do exactly what he gives you. But that's connecting into the relationship. We're not talking about religion on here tonight, y'all. We're not talking about if you're Christian, Muslim, any of that. We're talking about your relationship with God. We're talking about being able to hear him when he speaks to you, when it comes to a mate or when it comes to danger or when it comes to even the social issues that is going on with Floyd here and your surrounding cities. He gives you a strategy, and you have to walk that way to know that that's what he wants you to do. Because when it comes to love, love is unconditional. It has no conditions. We put conditions on the act of love. But God is telling you, love don't change. How we want someone to treat us has nothing to do with love. I said this before. If that person doesn't want to do it for you, it doesn't mean that they don't love you. It's like they don't want to do it. It has nothing to do with love. You know what I'm saying? So it's interesting to see, you know, the divorces, because some of the divorces are built on fairy tales anyway. Fairy tale wedding, fairy tale ring, fairy tale this. And when the real life hits, they ain't built no foundation to be able to stand.
Right. Right.
So this is Karma Cafe, y'all, and we woo-sawing. And like I said, we're still in the doing who's bumping who, who's getting fat. But we are on, we're being therapists to you guys right now, so we hope that you guys are listening, and we're hoping that you understand what we're talking about. We're not talking about religion at all. We're talking about your relationship and how you can hear and do the right thing for yourself. So with that, I think I want to, you know, like I said, I'm going to play some Cardi B, Best Life, because that's truly what we need to live with, featuring Chance the Rapper. We need you to be at your best life. We may go a little bit over, but I'm telling you, in the archives is when it gets real good and juicy. So we're going to keep this train moving for Karma Cafe. Let's get it. Let's go. The ladies of the house, Jazzy B, Miss Unbelievable, DJ Liddy Lit, that's me. Let's get it. Let's go. We in this thing. Deeps.
I'm living my best life. Yeah, yeah. I'm living my best life. Made a couple M's, you know. I'm living my best life. I'm living my best life. Made a couple M's with my best friends. Turned all my L's into lessons. You see the whip pulling up, it's like dreams pulling up, I'm like, I'm living my best life. It's my birthday, at least that's what I'm dressed
like. I'm like Big Pop mixed with Tupac. I'm like Machiavelli, Nisa, Little Caesar pizza. I be hot and ready, nigga. You a pussy and a rat. You like Tom and Jerry, nigga. You ain't ballin', you just talking. That's that commentary. I was in the field, man. I slayed for this. Had to talk to God, drop down and pray for this. To my surprise, he replied, say you made for this. I seen the car wanted, then I went and paid for it. Cash, cash. Hit the take care, hit the race, hit the dash, dash. That's when they came for me on Twitter with the backlash. Cardi B is so problematic, it's a hashtag. I can't believe they wanna see me lose that bad. They talking junk and they think these hoes mad trash. I'm giggling, can let the devil have the last laugh. Ain't no more beefing, I'm just keeping to myself. I'm my own competition, I'm competing with myself.
I told y'all, I'm living my best life. I told y'all, I'm living my best life. I made a couple L's with my best friends. Turned all my L's into lessons. You see the whip pulling up, it's like screw. I'm living my best life. It's my birthday, at least that's what I'm dressed like.
You don't like money, I can see it in your eye. You don't like winning, I can see it in your tie. Better be careful with these women when you trickin', sendin' flies. She count money in her sleep and she don't never spend a night. But she trapping and she had to make it happen for her life. Don't be mad because she having shit, you had it your whole life. We had baggage on our flights, we had badges on our asses. You got passes in your life, you had gadgets on your bike. Got work magic, got work magic, got work magic in my life. And that guala like Ayala, cause that bag is bigger. change my life. And y'all no good and damn well I don't want no champagne. But can we please get some more champagne? Please no Andre G like Von Che, reach like Ron James, pep talk from Yonsei. Remember my hands had ash like Pompeii. Now they hold cash, won't peak like Dante. I told y'all
I'm living my best life.
I told y'all
I'm living my best life. I made a couple L's with my best friends. Turned all my L's into lessons. You see the whip pulling up, it's like skirt. Dreams pulling up, it's like skirt. I'm living my best life. It's my birthday, at least that's what I'm dressed like.
I thought I never had a problem. Showing y'all the real me. Hair when it's fucked up, crib when it's filthy. Way before the deal me, shoot to pay the bills me. Before I fix my teeth, man, those comments used to kill me. But never did I change, never been ashamed. Never did I switch, stories stay the same. I did this on my own, I made this a lane. Y'all gotta bear with me, I've been through some things. Went from small less apartments to walking red carpets, pissy elevators, now every dress is tailored. This some real life fairy tale, been the real shit. I got further than them hoes that I will ever get. And that only goes to show that only God knows. I took pictures with Beyonce, I'm in mama nose. I'm the rose that came from the concrete and the rose. I'm like gold, man, I'm toast and I'm floating, hey.
I told y'all,
I'm living my best life.
I told y'all,
I'm living my best life. I made a couple M's with my best friend. Turned all my L's into lessons. You see the whip pulling up his life skirt. Dreams pulling up his life skirt. I'm living my best life. It's my birthday, at least I wear them dressed like skirt, skirt. Going down right now, skirt, skirt. Jamie Foxx in your town like skirt, skirt. Money piling up and
NFL is donating $250 million to fight, help social injustice. Y'all already know that the Football League has had its hits because of Colin Kaepernick, you know, on his social justice initiative. So the NFL now is ready to have that conversation and to talk about, and not just talk about it, but walk the walk and pledge to donate $250 million to fight social justice. The NFL confirmed this on the website, is making a $250 million donation throughout the next 10 years. The money will go towards charities and organizations designated to combat systematic racism and support the injustice faced by America. The reports also said the league will be willing to work with Colin Kaepernick on his social injustice initiative. It's awesome to engage with the work that Colin is doing there, saying we wouldn't be here today without the work of Colin and what he's doing and the other players that led off the social justice fight. He's doing really good, impactful work. Getting him in some way would be amazing for us. There's a lot of work to do to get to this point, and they're certainly open and willing to do that right now. The NFL says league owners who have been criticized for not speaking out enough and to fight social justice approve the allocation of the league's funds. Of course, the NFL has already been donating cash to in the cause in agreement with its players' association, and this gesture is just one of the tenfold gestures and initiatives that they're giving. NFL also reports the league has agreed to work with players to help address criminal justice reform, police reform, and economic and educational achievement for African Americans. It's about time. It's about time. That's all I'm going to say. It's about time. Because as we're watching, we still got social Karens, a young woman who files reports, a police report after a racist park incident. We still got women who does that. In New York, now spoken to the young woman exercising at the park, and we're told police took a misdemeanor criminal threat. New rules, there was a park, there was an angry white woman, a.k.a. we call them Karen, spewing hateful racist words, and this winter did her biz in Southern California Park. Her tyrant went down Wednesday at the park in California because she was pissed a young woman was using a set of stairs to exercise. Now she claims Karen intentionally walked through her workout, and as you see in the video, says Jesus would set Karen off. She jumped in headfirst, threatening violence. Next time you ever talk to me like that, you're going to get your ass kicked by my family. They're going to fuck you up. She continued to unload profanities, and things quickly got racial. Karen screamed, get the fuck out of this world. Get the fuck out of this state. Go back to wherever fuck Asian country you belong to, you fucking little bitch. This is not your place. This is not your home. We do not want you here. The vile woman and then tells Facebook, threatens more violence before finally just leaving. The young woman working out told reports she was in shock over the lady's attack and is left shaken and afraid to return to the park. See, now this is the kind of stuff that they're antagonizers, and they're antagonizing us to just really reach out and touch them. But with money coming in and with change on the way, I do believe that we can definitely see a change. Because literally, lady, come on. Seriously?
Truthfully, they be knowing who to run up on. Because I guarantee you, wouldn't one of them dare run up on me nowhere?
Mm-hmm.
Not at all. For real,
yeah.
They be looking, like, they really be looking. I feel like they really be looking at people like, yeah, I can get away with it with her. Or they ain't finna run up on no real one like that. Guaranteed.
They're not looking for the ones that really look serious. Go ahead.
I had seen a video, one lady was in I think this was in a gas station, but she had slapped the little Mexican chick had slapped the shit out of her ass. she slapped fire from her. I was killing myself laughing. That shit was hilarious. And then I seen another video yesterday where this girl passed her, right? Because she was going real slow. She passed her, and she rolled down her window and called the girl a nigger, and then drove to the police station to file a report. And the girl followed her to the police station, and she was like, yeah. She was like, yep, what are we filing today, hate crimes? She was like, are you going to tell them how you called me a nigger for passing you? I was like, whoa. This shit getting out of hand. I really blame the president because he started this shit.
Mhm. And this is the thing that, you know, we're talking about. Monstar Radio podcast do not support violence. Neither does the MonstarRadio.com page. But understand this. We're tired of you guys' heart being so nasty towards the black and the brown. And I think you guys have got to the place where y'all got comfortable and think that it's okay. Not everybody's okay with it. And as you see, if it's this type of situation, justice for us is looking a little bit different right now. So I advise y'all to keep y'all words in y'all hands to yourself, because y'all getting picked up left and right. Because right now they're really focused on social justice, and they're really focused on making things right. So y'all privileged little other side of the race, y'all gotta stop. Literally, otherwise y'all gonna get y'all self killed and everybody around you. And I just say that because you guys are doing things from your heart. It's all from your heart, because it's not and all how you was raised that you put in your heart towards the black and the brown people and, you know, the foreigners, that you guys could do this. But enough is enough, and we're saying it.
Some people was raised like that.
Mm-hmm.
But after you get to a certain age, you know right from wrong. So there's really no excuse.
None. There's no excuse.
I don't know if you've seen this video, but I seen a video. It was this little white girl. us actually seen two videos. One, the little white girl was arguing with her parents because she was pleading with black people, and her parents didn't like it.
Mm-hmm.
And in the background, you hear her parents say, well, they won't stop killing each other. Like, and she's like, and the little white girl's like, y'all think it's okay to think like this? Like, and it's just crazy. Like, she's sitting here having a full-blown argument with her parents
mm-hmm.
about them being racist.
And I understand. I get it. We haven't stopped killing each other. But I think once we really see that the reform is happening and that we have justice, they will eventually see, okay, let me stop this. But they have to see a movement and a pattern that says, oh, maybe our lives matter. Because right now the spirit says it doesn't. But once we get justice in the spirit, they'll see that we do.
Right.
They will know that
we do.
They will see a change.
And then another video I seen, it was this little white girl. She was like, she was on Instagram. She was like, you know what? I shared this on my Facebook page because I thought it was so funny. She was like, I just seen a TikTok that said, what if white people didn't exist? And then she was like, well, guess what? We wasn't supposed to exist. She was like, the only reason white people are here is when we got separated and the people moved to a further continent away from the equator and white people were created.
Mm-hmm.
She was like, white people are like, we're the supreme race. She was like, how can you be the supreme race when you were never a race to begin with?
Right. And that's what we have to get back to, that race, it doesn't matter what race you are, we're human. And humanity
right.
is what matters. I don't care
right.
what your gender is. I don't care what your class is. I don't care what your skin color you are, that you classify. We're all classified as humans. And when you
right.
take on the humanity of a human being, no matter what they are, that's what the Constitution was initially set upon, then you will
right.
say, okay, hold on, I got a different view.
Right. And that's what,
all
yeah,
right.
people should realize that God only made one race, and that was human
one.
Race. Like, and it's crazy. It is crazy. But the word says my people perish from the lack of knowledge.
Come on now. Come on now. Absolutely.
So, people are out here just it living in ignorance.
Mm-hmm.
Because they have the lack of knowledge that God gave them.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Come on now, say that again. You know what I'm saying? Say that again. Lack of knowledge, you perish. And a
but,
lot of people are prideful. And when you're prideful, but remember, the Bible also says you're going to be lovers of yourself when the end times come. So all I'm saying is being
yep.
people being lovers of themselves. And we can't do nothing about that. Because we love ourselves too, but there's a way that you can love yourself respectfully that is not indignant and that you think you're better than. You know what I'm saying? We got to get past, there's no color. But to be kind is what we need to do, is to be kind is the action. And that kindness is out of the action of love. It's out of the movement of love. And because what God tells us is that we got to love ourselves as we should our neighbors. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So once you love yourself and really go deep down and understand who you are, y'all on our hood couch and me and Jazzy B is telling y'all, you got to love yourself and then you got to love others and be kind. Before
right.
we get off the show, Jazzy, is there any last words that you would like to say to our people on our couch tonight?
Man, number one, keep God first, always in everything you do. And secondly, spread love, not hate.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I got.
All right. Well, y'all tune in with us tomorrow as we're going to do Friday Night Live. You know, Friday Night Live is about music. It's about the COVID is opening up for most cities. So let us know what you into. And I'm going to leave. And, you know, just know COVID is not over. They're just turning the dial to see how far they can turn the dial. And if your city is turning that dial too fast, I'm telling you, just say what they want you to say. Social distance, wear your mask, wear your shield, wear your gloves, wash your hands, do all those things to continue to take precaution. Now, I know you're saying to yourself, but that's what we was born to do. Some of us was, some of us wasn't. So just know that, listen, protect yourself, protect your family, protect others, and hold on to God's unchanging hand. Once again, the sponsors are the Solomon Speaks, the author, Miss Unbelievable, Eat Out to the K, that's me. You can reach me and my books at SolomonSpeaks.com, Monster U.S. Apparel, Picasso Painting, Elite Sway Management, and E-Monster the God. Thank y'all for listening. I'm going to go out with the Holy Ghost by Fantasia because ain't nothing like the Holy Ghost. If y'all don't know who that is, I'm telling you, talk to God about it. He'll let you know. Peace until tomorrow. Love you. Mwah.
Yeah.
Let me tell you about